Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the news of the week is largely about things that we have to look forward to, starting with Sutton Foster, a Broadway Award winner, and so much more. She will star this summer and fall in a Broadway revival of Once Upon a Mattress. Now, that production had a brief and well-received run earlier this year as part of the Encores program at New York City Center. Sutton Foster, of course, spent a year last season alongside Hugh Jackman in The Music Man. This is apparently a limited run on Broadway from the end of July through the end of November. Another announcement was about Swept Away. Now, that's a new musical featuring songs by the Americana band, Avett Brothers. It's planning to open on Broadway this fall, following productions in California and Washington. The musical is inspired by a shipwreck in 1884 and the four-man crew's desperate efforts to survive. Dare I say, what rhymes with cannibalism? And then there is Death Becomes Her, a musical comedy based on the 1992 film, you might remember, about two women who turn to a magical potion in their quest for eternal youth. Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn starred in that movie. The musical is now at the Cadillac Palace Theater in Chicago, earning great notices, and then heads to Broadway in October. And speaking of Chicago, I was just there to see the production at the city's gorgeous Shakespeare Theater. The show is Judgment Day, which I first saw as a Zoomed reading during COVID times. And at that time, in little boxes, were Jason Alexander in the lead role, Patti LuPone, Santina Fontana, and others. Well, I loved it then, and I still love it on the big stage. In fact, Chicago has embraced it fully, and much of that has to do with Jason Alexander. He plays a formerly corrupt guy trying to make amends. It's all very funny and even thought-provoking. Look for that one to make its way to New York. As for which Broadway shows will fold, well, I'm keeping an eye on the Huey Lewis musical and The Notebook, but of course, after the Tony Awards, we'll know a lot more. I also try to keep up on theater-based books, as you know. Judy Dench has one now about, well, here's that name again, Shakespeare. The book is called The Man Who Pays the Rent, and it seems to be a delightful summation of the bard's work and what it has meant to this great actress. And then there is award-winning playwright, screenwriter, and director David Mamet, who shares some supposedly juicy tales from his four decades in Hollywood, where he worked with some of the biggest names. So if you're into name dropping and not too skeptical about Mamet's weird politics, he has become, as some say, radioactive to many, you might enjoy this. In the meantime, it's a good time to head to just about any box office, well, likely not Hamilton's or the Lion King's, and grab a ticket for less money than usual. By the way, Mary Jane, starring Rachel McAdams, has just been extended another and final time through June. And of course, there is always something interesting off-Broadway. Right now, you might check out A Final Toast at the Chain Theater. This one deals with the always complicated relationship between mothers and daughters, with assimilation, which feels very timely, and with tough decisions we may ultimately make about our own parents and what to do with them, how to help them, how to listen to them or not. It's a touching, highly relatable piece written by Michelle A. Miller. Anyway, I will be reporting from the West Coast for a while. Interesting stuff that likely will move or resonate beyond, I promise you. And I'll be making, yes, some Tony predictions probably next week. So I will see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems, produced in the studios of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.